Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Our country's gripped in absolute horror at the devastation caused by the floods in KwaZulu-Natal. And a lot of us feel very helpless, especially sitting up here in Johannesburg, not knowing what to do to be able to help those that are in need. Joining us now is Rachel Kinloch from the Angel Network. Rachel, a very good afternoon to you.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Rachel, tell us a little bit about what's happening on the ground at the moment and what the situation is currently like.
So I'm sure you've seen the many devastating videos and photos going around, but they do not do justice of what the reality is on the ground. You know, there's drowned bodies that are on the side of rivers, and emergency services aren't able to get to certain areas. So it really is a tragic, almost like a horror film when you are on the ground and just looking around in disbelief.
Tell me a little bit about your organization, Rachel, and what you're doing to try help those in need.
So we are called the Angel Network. We're a nonprofit organization, and we try and find the donors and meet it with the needs. So we almost act the middleman, where we can identify what is needed and try and get that donation through and then take it out to the people who are in need. So with this is something that is obviously a crisis, and we've ramped up what we normally do. And we are calling on volunteers and putting out public pleas for the different things that we need. And yes, we just basically someone that you can trust, someone you can phone and speak to and meet with us, and also just see what is going on. And if you're wanting to get physically involved, you can. If you're wanting to donate goods, you can. If you want to donate monetary, you can. And you can trust in our NPO that it goes to the people every cent in what they need.
So Rachel, let's get down to the nitty gritty. What is needed right now?
Okay, so big one is water. Most shops are out of stock with water, drinkable water. And we also, the big concern with that is people are going to get desperate and drink the dirty water and then get sick and then dehydrate and have no access to hospital care. So water, number one. And then the next thing is blankets and mattresses. We literally, if you had to walk into some of the informal settlements, it literally is just a big landslide of mud. So everything's been covered up. So people are literally walking around with damp, cold clothes and nothing else and no hope for it getting better. So definitely the things that toiletries, nappies, formula, sanitary pads, and then what we need immediately as well is spades and buckets and wood and fire lighters, because we're collecting a lot of donations of food, but there's absolutely no way and no items to cook on. So things like firewood, fire lighters, pots and pans. Are we wanting to encourage the community to be cooking the food, because we can't supply these food parcels and it's uncooked food and there's no way of cooking it for the community. So the spades and the buckets, pots, wood, fire lighters, and the water is absolutely essential at this stage. And also just trying to access the different areas. So volunteers coming to help and clear up the roads, clear ways in which we can reach these hard-hitted communities. And again, with situations like this, it's always the poorest of the poor who really their lives are absolutely upside down with not a thing that they own anymore. So it's very devastating, especially with the children. And we just want to get things to them as quick as possible. And the road access is really becoming a problem in trying to get items to them.
So, Rachel, what I'm hearing from you is that there's a desperate need for a lot of goods, both consumables as well as goods to help make these people's lives more comfortable in these dire situations. The concern I have is that the majority of our listeners are sitting up here in Johannesburg. Has there been anybody arranging transportation from Johannesburg to KwaZulu-Natal for these goods? And then the second part of my question is going to be, obviously, to support you from a monetary perspective, how would we get in touch to find the details so that donations can be made?
Thank you. Yes, with our amazing Joburg head office, they are arranging for water to be transported down from Gauteng. Their details are on our website. And then we've also been given the most generous monetary donation from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies and also Investec. And also so many people that have been just pouring out their wallets, their hearts, everything. And our details and banking details are on our website and on our social media platforms on Facebook and on Instagram. So those in Joburg, if you are wanting to donate directly with money, I promise you every cent is going to go to really helping people literally survive, get water, get food, get the basics.
Rachel, please give us that website address.
It's www.theangelnetwork.co.za.
So theangelnetwork.co.za. It's a heartbreaking situation, and it's people like you and your volunteers that make a difference. And as we go into this long weekend, people are celebrating, you know, so much with their families. It's Pesach for the Jewish community. It's Easter for the Christian community. We're in the midst of Ramadan for the Muslim community. And if those families can just for a second think of what they've got compared to those down there that have absolutely nothing in the Jewish faith, it's called a mitzvah. If our listeners will join hands and be able to assist your organization, the same as with our Christian listeners, our Muslim listeners, our Hindu listeners. So theangelnetwork.co.za, we really hope that they reach out and they assist you. And thank you so much for what you're doing, Rachel.
Thank you. And thanks for giving this time for us to promote and let everyone have a chance to help.
Thank you so much. That was Rachel Kinloch from the Angel Network in Durban, and she was discussing with us what is going on down in Durban and the desperate need for assistance on the ground.